Good morning. Yeah, it's cold. Yikes. So today is it's Thursday. Let me double check. I think it's Thursday the 11th. It is. It's Thursday the 11th. And according to the airport, it's 18 degrees. According to my backyard, it's 22 degrees. It's 20 degrees somewhere in there. It's cold. It is cold. But I'm walking. I'm walking. I'm talking. So today is file update day. Yes, I did finish it last night. 140 pages. Editing yesterday. There's more pages marked than I really want. I'm going to see how long it takes me to go through and change the HTML for the ebook, and then we'll see if I balance that against going in and trying to change the Lix file for the paperback, or if I just re-export and reconvert. The problem I had last time was that when I exported and reconverted, I forgot to do something really important, and that's to change the key glyphs, the quote marks and the hyphens and stuff, to be correct. They need to be a particular code to convert to PDF using LaTeX, whatever the hell it is. Anyway, I'm walking fast because I'm trying to get home because I want to get this thing done. But yeah, 430 something pages done. Most of it in the last 3 days. So yeah, my Pomodoro works. I've mined a ridiculous amount. My Fenrir is well underway. Got all the armor plates made. I'm grinding through the cargo base. Takes 76 of them. And I've got like 26 blueprints to grind through. And each blueprint takes 3.5 million tritanium, along with a bunch of other stuff, but tritanium is the big winner. 98 million trite. That's a lot of mineral. Now, I could buy, you know, just do the mineral, sell the mineral, take the money and buy one. But I added it all up using sell prices for the minerals rather than buy prices. And if I did the minerals and sold the minerals, it would be 1.1 billion ISK. Forgot to turn my XM back on. My ingress back on. So if I sold it, it would be like 1.1 billion ISK. And I could, in theory, sell this for upwards of 1.4 billion ISK, depending on the day in the market. But even 1.1 billion is a big pile of cash. And if I can get like 1.2 billion, it's 100 million ISK profit. I'm pretty sure I can get at least 1.2. I might be able to get 1.3. I might be able to get 1.4. But my thinking is I've got a lot of books to write next year. So thing keeps timing out on me. So I'm going to keep this Pomodoro thing going. And when I get this Fenrir built, I'll I'll fly it over to the trade depot, and then pick up another set of blueprints and do it again. I have no idea how long this is going to take. I have no idea how long it'll take to build it, how long it'll take to sew. But I do know I mined a million and something feldspar yesterday, or the day before, and then something close to a million yesterday. Most of my mining was for amber yesterday. I found a deposit that gave me some of the minerals that I, the other minerals that I need in a fairly large quantity. So I took an hour and mined a bunch of that stuff. Took the fleet out and did a number on it. So today's activity is PC Heron and I are going to put together a mining fleet this afternoon. He's got most of the afternoon off. I've got most of the afternoon off. I have to get groceries. I have to get something to fix for dinner. I cheated last night and made pizza, and I got pizza. But I'm all out of entree kinds of ingredients. Oh, I can make a chowder. I think I've got enough to make a corn chowder. That would actually be good today. It's winter. It's winter. It's coming up on the solstice. In a few days. Today's the 11th, so it's 11 days from now. I don't know what this year's Yule is. I don't know if it's the 21st or the 22nd. It's usually the 21st, I think. So, yeah, it's about 10 days from shortest day of the year. Kid did go to school today too. That was a good thing. She's she only has today and tomorrow. She's only got 5 more days this semester. Today and tomorrow, and then 3 days for finals, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is technically finals day. But it's the 7th and 8th block finals. And she doesn't have class in those periods, so she doesn't have to go to school that day. Bonus. Major bonus. Take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. So, 5 more days of school for her. 10 days till the equinox. I still have to get through the updates for Captain. I gotta go through and mark up owners, Ravenwood, Zephyrus Call, and Hermit. And then I've pushed the paperback for South Coast off till next year. I hope it's gonna be done in time to get all the books, all 10 of them done. For cosine on the 24th. Okay, here we go. Restart the... There. Oh, feel that. That's great. The sun. I made the eastern turn. I'm going to have to walk through some shade here in a minute, but yeah, that sun. Even for just a few minutes as I walk through until I get into the shade of this big house here, but feels good. Real good. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to write. Well, I'm going to get Cape Grace out. I'm really looking forward to getting Cape Grace out. I also want to start introducing some of these new characters, and I don't know quite how to do that. I've got a story that's playing in my head, and it's, I can't tell if I like it or not. It's one of those weird, yes. I'm not really big on flashbacks. I really like the linear form. I'm sniffing, I'm thinking, I just realized suddenly I'm not talking, and what I'm doing is I'm thinking, and I don't remember patting the monk post as I came by, I'm so engaged in the story, trying to figure out, I know what Natalie Ruggieri's backstory is, and the question is how do I tell it, how do I tell it in such a way that it makes sense. It has to be consistent with current canon, and that's going to be a challenge. It's going to be fun, I think. And Tara Lee is concerned that I'm going to have military ratings. No, I'm not going to have military ratings. There's no. I'm not going to write the Galactic Marine story. There's plenty of David Weber out there if you want to read military science fiction. David Ringo or John Ringo or David Weber. Any of those guys. There's plenty of that. I'm not going to write the Galactic Marine story. There will be things blowing up in the smuggler's tales. There will be more action-y kinds of thingies. But I'm hoping against hope, that I'm able to take some of those things and address some of the issues that I have with the mindless violence. And we'll see how that shakes out. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I really don't. But I know it's a story I want to try to tell. And thinking about it, talking about it like this is helping me sort of percolate the ideas. Well, one of the things I have to have is a theme. I've discovered that I really need to have, okay, what is this going to be about? So all the stories have something that they're about. Quarter Share is really about, kind of tell a story. What if we sent freighters instead of frigates? How's it look like? And so it's the entree into that sort of ideal. And then, half is how do you cope with this kind of lifestyle in a way that's still human. And then every child except one grows up. And that's half, that's full share. And that's about, okay, what happens when you have to take that leap of faith and say, okay, I'm going to pursue this path, at least for now. And in a certain sense, all of the books have been about that. South Coast is about corporate inertia. It's about how we do things because we've always done them, and how that makes a difference over the long haul, because circumstances change, even in planetary terms. Circumstances change. And nothing is clearer to me that circumstances change. Nothing makes that clearer than our current economic situation. What's going to happen with climate change? I don't know. Will my kids die because climate change kills them? Because they starve to death or are killed by riots or whatever. I don't know. It's certainly something that I think about. So, the theme for the first New Ishmael book is not what do you do in the face of adversity, but what do you do after? This thing keeps timing out. I think I can change that. But what do you do afterwards? And how do you react to the world? How does it change your worldview? What do you do about that? And I think both of those books are going to be first Natalia book and the first New Ishmael book are going to both be basically about the same sort of theme, which is how to respond in the face of adversity. And what do you do after? So, I'm back. 8:06 a.m. Whew. Hiking right along here this morning. I've got 1933 on the recording, so about right on the backside. My hips are sore, so I know I was walking along pretty well. I've built a little body heat, so that just reinforces it. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.